From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Daily Freeman is reporting that Catskill has received a four bloom rating and special recognition for its floral displays from the 2017 America in Bloom National Awards Program. The awards were announced on Saturday, October the 7th at the America in Bloom Symposium and Awards Program held in Holliston, Massachusetts. Participants were evaluated on overall impression, environmental awareness, heritage preservation, urban forestry, landscaped areas, and floral displays. They were also judged on community involvement across municipal, residential, and commercial sectors. Catskill received four out of the possible five Bloom rating. Two judges from the National Beautification Program toured Catskill for 2 days to evaluate the village's appearance from flowers and trees to historic buildings and parks. Catskill's competitors in the 3,500 to 10,000 population category included Bluffton, Ohio, Brewton, Alabama, Kimberly, Wisconsin, and Lewisburg, West Virginia. More than 250 communities from 45 states have participated in the program. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Friday, October the 13th, is the deadline to register to vote in the November general election. By Friday, an eligible voter must drop off, fill out online, or postmark a voter registration application. Any mail materials must be received at the Board of Elections by October the 18th. Voters can verify their registration status online through the State Board of Elections website at voterlookup.elections.state.us. Voter registration forms are available at the State Board of Elections website, and online registrations can be submitted through the State Department of Motor Vehicles' MyDMV online portal. Under an executive order signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo this year, voters may register through any state agency as well. Friday is also the deadline for voters to change their political party affiliation if they want to vote in a federal or state primary for another party in 2018. New York has a closed primary system, meaning that, for example, only registered Republicans can vote in Republican primaries. Under the current voter registration laws, the annual deadline to switch parties is more than 6 months before the federal primaries and nearly a year before the state and local primaries. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat, a collection to help those impacted by Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, begins today, Tuesday, October the 10th, at the Columbia Green Community College. Boxes are placed throughout the campus. Organizers are seeking non-perishable food, bottled water, bathroom supplies, clothing, and diapers. Drive continues through October 31st. Today is day 7 of the WGXC Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans and not algorithms that is responsive to your needs and interests. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 75 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 52. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of light rain, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. Wednesday night, showers are likely, mainly before 2 a.m., it will be cloudy with a low around 46. And on Thursday, a chance of showers before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. The sun rose this morning at 7:02 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:20 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 10th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.